From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 30th day of September, 2025. Happy birthday to my brother, Bill. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason out of the office for this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up, we'll revisit a conversation I held about IFAB, or the Illinois Fermentation and Agriculture Biomanufacturing Tech Hub on the campus of the University of Illinois that stretches through Piatt and Macon counties to Decatur. And we'll also hear from Farm Credit Illinois and how it is looking forward into the coming year during this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world, online, on demand, anytime you'd like to listen to us at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Well, let's begin our program this afternoon. We'll talk a little bit today about IFAB again. We have four guests with us. They include Rodney Weinzerl. He's the executive director of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. Ismael Neves is the general manager of iProof. That's at Permanent. If you don't know what that is exactly, he'll tell you more about it, but it is the successor of A.E. Staley in Decatur. Herman Bolero is here. He's the dean of the U of I College of ACES, and Beth Connerty is with us from IFAB, the Regional Innovation Officer. Thank you all for being with us. I think, Beth, I'll start with you because I want to learn a bit more about IFAB. Can you tell me exactly what this is and the corridor that exists between campus in Urbana and here in Decatur, and what the expectation over time might be?
Absolutely. So IFAB is the Illinois Fermentation and Agriculture Biomanufacturing Tech Hub, which is quite a mouthful, but very, very descriptive of what we are doing. So we are a consortium of 34 partners trying to grow biomanufacturing and fermentation here in central Illinois. You're right that the corridor that we cover, the region that we are really focused on, are three counties here in central Illinois, Champaign County, Piatt County, and Macon County, because as a University of Illinois College of ACES employee, there's no better place to do the research and innovation around new technologies in this space. And then we have great partners with Primient, ADM, and Synonym in Decatur, Illinois. And so we are really focused on growing that for new markets for agricultural commodities.
On the east end, this is anchored, Herman Bolero, the dean of the College of ACES, by the campus, University of Illinois, IBRL in particular. Can you tell me how this is supposed to work with campus as research and development happens, and then the entrepreneurial spirit that goes along with it?
Yeah, I think it's, when I look at IFAB, IBRL, and the partnerships with stakeholders, is clearly you're looking at the land-grant mission, right? It starts with the work that we do on the bench in terms of the research with bioengineering yeast that will do precision fermentation, which is what we can do that on the bench in the labs. We can scale that up in IBRL, and we can work with partners to even bring it to a greater level. So for us, is from the research point of view, that's excellent for us, but also from the teaching point of view, you know, from the education and the development of the workforce for the future for this industry, if it's really well for us, because every one of the students can have experiences within IBRL, could take classes of people that are working in these areas, and they learn from internships or connections that we have with industry. So that's, I think, when I think about this project, I think of the reason we have land-grant universities. And of course, on top of that is what Extension does in terms of extending what we learn through all of this processing.
So Ismael Neves from Permian. First, can you tell me about Permian, some of the background and history and how you acquired the original A.E. Staley and what you're expecting to do? And then you are working particularly with a project called iProof, and I'd like to know about that. But let's start with just Premient itself.
Yes. So Premient has been around for about 3 years now, as the name goes, with the name itself. We're a shoot off of Tate & Lyle. So we came out of Tate & Lyle and it became Premient. However, the facility has been running for more than 100 years, right? It started with A. Staley Manufacturing back in the 1920s. It became Terra Lyle in 1988, and now we've been printing the last 3 years. We're based in Decatur. We have a facility in Decatur. We have several other facilities across the Midwest, one in Tennessee, in Illinois, in Ohio as well. And we want to be a world leader in producing, in making products, sustainable and renewable products, based from plants, right? Our main raw material is the yellow dent corn that we use to make sugar, acidulants, industrial materials, and other things. iProof itself is a facility where we're trying to fill the gap in the bioeconomy or in the bioindustrial space as a whole, where there's not enough facilities within the United States that are at this scale. And iProof stands for Illinois Pilot Research and Operations Optimization Facility. So it is a mouthful, but hence the short version iProof. So iProof itself, what we're trying to do is fill the gap in biomanufacturing space, because right now there is facilities like IBRL that can bring a technology up to a pilot scale, but there's not enough facilities within the U.S. to fill the gap towards commercializing whatever is being developed at the bench scale. So iProof itself is providing that opportunity so that we can become a hub for biomanufacturing here in the Midwest.
Can you tell me how this fits in? Because Permian still takes in grain. Yep. Can you tell me how it fits into what farmers, producers think of as the Tate and Lyle side of Permian, which is in their hometown, they're delivering grain to in the fall, and then how iProof fits into that?
Yes, of course. So iProof fits into that by providing sort of a venue to commercializing and diversifying what we can do with a grain of corn. So right now, for example, we use everything that we make in the grain of corn. However, we want to diversify that as much as possible to continue to add value to some of the products that we can make out of that grain of corn. By working in the bioeconomy and expanding the bioeconomy here in the Midwest itself, there's no reason why it can't become like the hub for biomanufacturing and the bioeconomy in general for the U.S., because this is where all of the raw product is being made. So by diversifying what we can make out of the grain of corn, we add value and we ensure the stability of that product that the farmers are making.
Rodney Weinzierl is the executive director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association. When you talked with your farmer board and said, we want to be involved in some way, what decision was made to be involved?
So, Todd, New Uses has been a part of our organization for several decades. I can attest to that. And maybe backing up a little bit, you know, corn, Illinois is just a perfect place to grow corn. I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but yields in Illinois are actually accelerating. So we hear a lot about climate going on and all that. And if you look at the last 20 years of data, you'll actually see yields in Illinois are actually accelerating, which is very interesting when you think about the narrative that's out there. But corn, its strength really is starch production, which is a great feedstock for what the folks here at University of Illinois are doing, and our wet millers. And we just heard wet milling is a very old technology, but it's still used for a whole host of things. So from a feedstock standpoint, the dextrose that we get from corn, from starch conversion, and now actually a lot of discussion about using ethanol as a feedstock within the whole petroleum complex to produce value-added products are all things that what's going on at IFAB can be very helpful with.
So Beth Connerty, I want to come back to the idea about this corridor that exists now from Urbana to Decatur. It is a learning corridor. It is a research corridor, but it's also an economic development corridor. Is that the case?
Absolutely. I mean, no better place to do ag research than the University of Illinois and the College of Aces. But also, there's no place in the world that grinds as much corn on a daily basis as Decatur, Illinois. So like Dean Bolero was saying, everything from that research to manufacturing already exists. Then when you start to think about new companies and new economic development opportunities, what better place to tie into all of those resources? So we have the university that can help advance their science, advance their technology. We have partners like our industry partners in Decatur that can provide feedstock. We have a lot of farm ground. A lot of that feedstock is coming from right here in the region. And then if you're thinking even further about the things that are needed to build manufacturing, utilities, they may not be exciting, but wastewater treatment, electricity, sewage, rail transportation, those are all critical infrastructure pieces to build out new manufacturing opportunities. And those all exist here in central Illinois, in large part thanks to our industry partners in Decatur. So as these technologies advance, as companies are looking to build manufacturing sites, we want central Illinois to be their destination.
On the education side, I suspect that you look at this, Dean Bolero, and say to yourself, we're involved in the research, but really we need to be able to provide a workforce and maybe the entrepreneurial side of that workforce that can help to develop new products for Illinois and the nation, the world as well. And I'm wondering how you think about this in those terms, and potentially what happens in Research Park on campus and whether there is an existing tie that will continue to push all of these together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that having Research Park on campus is a great thing for us, especially as incubators of potential companies that could come out of that. I think that, you know, the university provides the environment for discovery, for innovation, in all the areas, again, from the bioengineering to the fermentation to new products. And I think the Research Park provides the opportunity to incubate new companies. I think a lot of our students are taking some of those classes. They may participate in IBL. They may have their own ideas of how to move the industry forward. And we as a campus are an incubator of innovation by itself by bringing all those students in on campus. So.
And then in Decatur, iProof hopes to be an incubator to continue that process to create, I assume, new companies or companies that will be acquired eventually.
Correct. And the intent is, as I mentioned, to bring economic development to the area and to bring new companies to the region. And we are providing that gap in there. I think a collaboration with IBRL and with IFAP, for example, will probably be the only, to the best of my knowledge, the only ones that will be able to provide an end-to-end solution to clients coming in, meaning they can develop their process early on, so early stage development, right, all the way through pilot scale, through demonstration scale, and then commercialization with Premium as a partner, for example, or some other company in the region. So what we're trying to do is fill that void, that in between, that pilot scale and commercialization, which right now it's a big gap that is preventing or it's making it very challenging for some companies to get to that commercialization stage.
Ismail, I'd like to plumb your mind for just a second because you are the researcher on the stage with the background in this area. Biofuels to begin with, if I remember correctly, but we're talking about other kinds of things, bioproducts that are coming from corn. What are your expectations at this point? What are the possibilities?
The possibilities are endless because there is a very large number of different products that can be made. So from cosmetics, from food products and food ingredients, to biofuels and chemicals that are used to develop other products as well. So we already have, for example, partnerships with other companies. We have Covation in Tennessee, and we have Sustainia that is coming on online. Those are facilities that are already making products, bio-based products, from the sugar that is made from the corn. And those companies are already making chemicals that are distributed within the different product lines already. So what we're trying to build what we're trying to do is continue on that trend and continue to build new companies. And in my mind, the sky is the limit because there is a very large number of possibilities and different areas that you can go into.
Rodney Weinzierl, you've been executive director long enough to remember into the 1990s and the 2000s. There were pushes to begin with in the 90s, probably the 80s as well.
for ethanol production.
What are you saying?
Across, I remember them too, Rodney, so it's fine. Across the United States, particularly here in the state of Illinois, because we have ADM and Decatur, and the production of ethanol was there to begin with. Not nearly as big as it is now, but it was there. And then there was this push in the 2000s to create an environmentally sustainable biofuel, which you and the corn growers were very involved in. And I'm going to ask you the question, are the corn growers going to be an upfront spokesman for this kind of function, this corridor development? Will there be that kind of push from corn growers here and other parts of the United States, do you suppose?
Yeah, I think there's kind of two phases as I think about new uses. You know, we have the ability to produce a lot of products that are very high value, somewhat limited production, so we need like a lot of them. And I think that's where this corridor really works for that. The other side of it is, if you think about ethanol, it really took off in 1978, kind of hung around in the early 80s. But today, we probably invested about $45 billion in ethanol plant capacity. We have 200 plants in the nation. And if we think about the 5.3, 5.4 billion bushels of corn used by the industry, we had that in yield growth over the last 20 years. So we literally are still dealing with the same carryout things that we had back in the 80s, and we have increased production by that magnitude. So when we think about the new products, you know, we need 100 products that are using 10 million bushels of corn, you know, to get to the numbers across the United States that we're going to need over the next couple decades. So there's lots of room. There's lots of stuff that needs to be done. We're replacing petroleum. Sometimes that's an interesting dynamic in the world that I work in. But yeah, there's lots of opportunity here. We have all kinds of assets within this region, this corridor, to capitalize on that.
The difference, Dean Valero, is this time around, instead of one product, you're looking at a multitude of products that we don't know about yet. And it will take a lot of research from the University of Illinois to make that happen.
And we're excited about that. We're ready, and we got a lot of talented individuals on campus. We got Beth here that is leading a lot of that effort, and we're very excited about taking the challenge on.
Beth, how do you envision this unfolding over a decade?
Oh, I mean, our tagline, or what we are saying, is that we are making Central Illinois the epicenter for biomanufacturing over the next decade. We really think that there is no place better in the world. This has been substantiated by external research, that there is no place better in the world to build this economy than in Central Illinois. Our grand vision is that all of these companies that are making the new products and using cornstarch locate here. They build manufacturing here. They hire University of Illinois and College of ACES students.
Permian will be at the front of the list to hire those students, I take it?
Of course, of course. We're actually working together with IFAB and the University of Illinois to establish, to help with the workforce development by providing internships and providing opportunities for the students that come out of there, so that we can build the workforce necessary for these biomanufacturing companies to come in and build their facilities here.
Yep.
He has already hired two of my students, so I just have to plug that. Thank you.
If you had to guess, how long before you have a first viable product, or do you already?
Well, as I mentioned, we already have viable products. We have a Covation facility that is in Tennessee, and we have another facility in Indiana that is Sustania that is breaking ground in 2026, start being built there. So we already have products that are being made. We just need to expand on the portfolio of the different chemicals that can be made, because the sky is the limit, as I mentioned. And we can drop in these chemicals that are more sustainable and that add to the basically national security, right? Because they're being made here at home.
Our program today was recorded at the Farm Progress Show at the end of the month of August. We thank you for taking some time and spending it with us here at Illinois Public Medium. Our guests included Beth Connerty, along with Ismail Nives, Rodney Weinzerl, and the Dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Herman Ballarum. You may hear it again on our website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G. .org. Now let's turn our attention to Farm Credit Illinois. I caught up with the president and CEO of FCI, Kelly Hunt, at the Farm Progress Show as well.
Because Farm Credit is semi-governmental, roughly speaking, I need to ask a secondary question as it's related to local banks and how Farm Credit takes on more of the load potentially in years that aren't as good or in riskier times than maybe some local or other banks might be able to in relationship to agricultural loans.
Farm Credit on a national level holds about 45% of farm debt across the country. I always like to enter this conversation by saying, first, we partner with community banks in many of our programs and in many ways. Agriculture needs Farm Credit and community banks for the scale to really serve that holistically. So we do partner. We have a lot of our programming where we're able to come in on the backside and work with community banks. But like you stated, community banks are serving lots of different industries, and they might open or close their valve to agriculture. And Farm Credit Illinois exists to serve agriculture. And so we don't flex in that way. We're here to serve in the good times and the bad times and the challenging times. And that's really where we think we can shine.
Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Kelly Hunt is the CEO of Farm Credit Illinois. They service the bottom half of the state of Illinois.
One last item now from the Farm Progress Show this time around. It's about the fungicides you sprayed on your corn this season. I spoke with Boris Camilletti from the University of Illinois and asked him some questions about tar spot.
In July, if I scout my fields and don't find tar spot, should I spray?
No.
If I scout it 3 weeks later and I don't see tar spot, should I spray?
No.
If I scouted that same 3 weeks later and I do see tar spot, should I spray?
You have to see if it is developing. So you need to check the progress, not only if you see the symptoms or not.
What that exchange tells you about this fall is fairly simple. If you left a check in your field, says the U of I plant pathologist, look at the yield map to see if the fungicide worked. If you didn't leave a check, well, plan accordingly for next year. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Find us online at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Or you can look us up in your favorite podcast applications by name, The Closing Market Report. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.